Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is Charlie William. I'm calling you from ACS, the Australian Cyber Security Center. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you.
Well, ma'am, this is a verification call to you, okay? That we have received a transaction request of $1,200. Did you authorize any online gift card this morning?
Absolutely not. Who is it from? Or to, or whatever.
Is this Miss Patricia I'm speaking with?
Yes, it is. But whose name was it to be sent to?
Okay, let me explain to you, ma'am. The thing is, the gift card which has been placed order, it was trying to be redeemed from the different IP location. It's going in California and U.S. So this transaction makes us suspicious, and we find that this could be the fraudulent one, ma'am. It could be possible that maybe you have given the access to your account to any of your family members, or might be they have been using, or it might also be possible that someone has got the access of your account details.
Well, my family members certainly wouldn't have used it, so obviously it is someone else, and I've had a few over the last few weeks that have been really weird through my PayPal account, and I've sent it straight onto PayPal and they've sorted it. But I certainly haven't organized anything.
Okay, can you just answer me one simple question? Like this morning, did you visit it to any of the website for any online purchase? Might be, because ma'am, this details has, like, someone has got details over the internet, ma'am, and over the internet they are trying to purchase this online gift card.
Okay. Well, I think I told you right at the beginning that no, absolutely not, I have not done that.
Okay, no worries, ma'am. So what we are going to do, we are just going for the cancellation process, okay? Because if the fund will got released, then we cannot help you out to recredit into your account back, okay? So for that, ma'am, what I'm going to do is right now that I'm just transferring this call to my one of my cancellation team, okay, who's going to help you out to cancel this transaction request. And the problem is, you are facing it right now, you won't be following in the future, correct?
Yep.
All right. Can you just be on hold for a minute, ma'am, while I'm connecting to you to our cancellation team, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just be on hold, ma'am.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am?
I can, yes.
All right. Ma'am, this is David Mitchell, the Senior Security Manager from the ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center. Okay?
Yep.
And ma'am, we have detected some illegal activity has been attempted today morning behind you, right? And we have received, like, there was some few gift cards tried to be ordered online from an Apple store, the iTunes gift card. So you are not aware about any payment or any transaction today, right?
Absolutely not.
All right. And ma'am, when did you last use your account? Like you have ordered something online or you paid some bills over the internet?
I would have ordered something online yesterday.
Yesterday. And like, have you made a payment like through an application like a eBay, PayPal, or any of the banking apps now?
No.
All right. Like, you have used your card? Like, you shared your card numbers to anyone?
I've used my card, yes.
All right. That's the reason, ma'am, because exactly what is going on is your IP address network, the location of your network, has been tried to shift it to a different IP, ma'am, like to a different country, and that might be the reason you haven't received any message or any email about those transactions, okay? So,
I have received confirmation that the one that I've ordered and paid for yesterday has been received with a receipt number and whatever.
All right, ma'am. Like, it's a confirmation, like, you have authorized this transaction, right?
Yeah.
All right. But apart from that payment, like, have you received the same receipt and the same notification about those gift cards which have been ordered behind you, ma'am?
No.
All right. That's the, because ma'am, from that point of time, this things has been yet started. When you made the payment, as you received the receipt, the other receipt which was being tried to order fraudulently, it has been shifted to a different IP address, so you are not getting any emails about that. All right? They are blocking to receive you those emails. Otherwise, you might be getting aware, like whether this is the transaction I'm not making, but how it could be possible. It is showing up in my account. Right, ma'am?
Oh, my God. I can't understand all that. Just tell me what I need to do or what you need to do to cancel it.
All right. And we will help you to block the IP address, those hackers who has tried to detect your network. Now, can you open up the Google on your phone, Google or a Safari browser, ma'am?
How do I know that you are paid income too? How do I know that?
That's a very good question, ma'am. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Once you be on the Google, I will help you to check the IP address from your end, all right? And you will be just having a look, like whether it is showing in Australia or a different country. Apart from that, I will also help you to report a cybercrime activity on the ACSC portal, the Australian Cybersecurity Portal, ma'am, all right? And make sure you are not going to share about any of your details or any potential over the recorded line, ma'am, okay?
Right. Well, I've got Google up now. Tell me what I need to do. What do I need to search for?
Yeah, on the Google, ma'am, just type over there, my, M for Mary, Y for Yellow, my.
What? Tell me again.
My. M for Mother, Y for Yellow.
M-Y, yes, yep.
Then the number one, the numeric one, ma'am.
Yes.
Then P for Peter.
Yes.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Now type country, C-O-U.
Yep.
And T-R-Y, country, right? Yep. Now, after country, you can give a space, and you can again type address over there, A-D-D-R-E-S, hash.
Yes.
All right. You can search for that.
A-D-D-R-E-S, hash.
Yeah, perfect.
Say hash.
No, hash, only S.
S. Okay, S. Yep. Right.
Now, you can search for that, ma'am. You can hit the enter on the keyboard and you can have a look. No need to tell me or no need to read out anything, ma'am. Just have a look with your own eyes. So you might get concerned with that into that.
Yep.
Can you see?
Yeah.
This is the exact thing, ma'am, that those people, they have got access to your network and they are trying to block the notification of your IP address and they have shifted to a different country, so you will be not getting any notification about those transactions, okay?
Right.
Now, is it showing up in Australia or it is showing somewhere in overseas, ma'am?
It's overseas.
Yeah, that's the reason, ma'am, we have called you up. Now, you can close this page and make sure you can take a screenshot of this as well, because once we will be securing and canceling those transactions, this IP will be get changed back to Australia. Okay? Exactly where
I have no idea. I have no idea how to do a screenshot.
All right, not an issue. You can see the numbers over there. You can just make sure you can note it down somewhere, ma'am.
The IP address?
Yeah, the IP address. The IP address and the country. These two things you can note it down.
I tell you what, if this is a scam, David, I'll be after you with a big stick, I can tell you.
I do understand, ma'am. I'm not trying to hear to...
I know, I'm trusting you at the minute, but if it's not, I will be very, very sad about it.
Okay.
I've done that.
All right. Have you noted down?
Yes, I have.
All right. Now you can remove that my 1P address country over there and just simply type ACSC, Australia.
AC?
S.
In what?
S. S for security.
Yes. ACS?
C.
Is there a space?
No space. Now type C. C for Charlie.
A for Apple, C for Charlie, S for
security.
Yep. Yeah, and okay. For, and then what do I do? I say S what?
C. C for Charlie again.
Oh, okay. Yep, right.
Now give a space, then type Australia.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Right, I've done that.
All right, now you can search for that.
No, it didn't come up. It's come up as ACDC, a band. Tell me again.
A-C.
Yep, A-C, yep.
S, S for security.
Yes. Yes, and dash Australia. Yeah.
No, see,
Australia.
After A-C-S-C, it should be four words
oh,
now.
Oh, right,
A-C-S-C.
Okay. C-S-C. No, A-C-S-C, A-C-S-C, Australia.
Yes.
Yep. Right, I've done that.
Okay, ma'am. Now, you can see there will be a page coming up, says something like ACSC home page.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, you can click on that, ma'am, and you can have a look about that page. This is the exact cybersecurity portal, ma'am, where all the cybercrime activity are being reported.
Mm.
Okay.
So what do I do now? Because I've got an appointment that I need to go to soon. So what do I do now?
Okay. So, right now you want to leave for appointment now?
Yes, but I don't want to come back again. So tell me what I have to do to stop that money. What
All
do
right.
I have to do?
Ma'am, directly from the Woolworth website, we need to cancel up those transactions. Okay?
So where do I go for that?
Okay, wait. Now, can you see, let me first report you to this activity, ma'am. Can you see report somewhere there, report a cyber plan?
Report cyber, report cyber, yes.
All right, click on that.
Yep.
Now you can see a page coming up, there will be an option,
yep.
Who are you reporting on a behalf of? Can you see that?
Who are you reporting on behalf of, yes.
Yeah, you need to just click on that circle as an individual.
Right, okay.
Now, as we have reported successfully, you can see you will be reporting a cyber crime to the police through Report Cyber, right? Now the Australian Federal Police will be also investigating about those transactions of those people, whoever are involved in this now, right?
Now,
now you can close this page. Come back from the Google. And on your mobile phone, you do have a Play Store or an App Store, ma'am.
So I have to go back to the Google bit.
No, not Google. You can close down the Google now.
All right. Okay. So what do I do now?
Now, on the Google, you do have a Play Store or an App Store on your mobile phone, ma'am.
On my what?
On your mobile,
I've got a mobile.
Store. Yeah, you've got a Play Store or an App Store on your phone.
Oh, just let me have a look. I don't know. My children do this for me. My grandchildren do, so I don't know. I've got no idea where it is. Where's my phone?
On this phone, ma'am. The phone which you are talking to me is a smartphone.
Oh,
right?
Yes. That's why I can't find it. It's up at my ear. Right. What do I have to look at it on that? I do have an App Store on that.
All right. On the App Store, ma'am, just type there A for Australia.
How can I do that when I'm talking to you?
You can put me on a loudspeaker.
Oh, I've got it on my iPad, an App Store.
Okay, you can
do it. I can do it that. All right, I'll do that. I'll press the App Store. What do I do now?
Now, on the App Store, you can see somewhere search. Can you see the search option?
Yes, I can.
Right.
Yes.
On the search, ma'am, type there A for Australia.
Yes.
N for Nancy.
Yes.
Y for yellow.
Yes.
Y for yellow, then B for doctor?
Yes.
All right. E for echo?
Yep.
F for Sunday and K for kilo.
Right. Any desk. Is that what it is?